along with over 300 federal judges by the end of this term.
Confirmation hearings are likely to begin on October 12th, and Fox's John Roberts says Barrett might be on the bench before the end of next month.
If things do not get derailed by the Democrats, then a full vote in the Senate would likely be around October the 28th, which would still leave a number of days before the election.
Senate Democrats warn that Barrett would be the deciding vote to overturn Roe v. Wade and the Affordable Care Act, but they don't seem to have the votes to block her. America is listening to Fox News.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you've ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. We're enjoying some pretty nice weather today. Tonight will be uneventful, partly cloudy skies, overnight low temperature down to about 67. Tomorrow, a warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s, a few spotty afternoon showers possible, chance of a thunderstorm. Then by Monday night, an important front approaches the area with showers and thunderstorms in front of it and some really nice air behind it as we get towards the middle and latter part of next week. Really good stuff. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, my name is Tommy Ryamy. I preface my 2021 Word of the Lord with a prophetic harbinger that the Lord gave me in 2020. In this word, the Lord gave me 18 prophetic landmarks for the United States of America, stating to me that landmark 11 would be the most significant. In case you don't remember, take a look at this. I saw a Supreme Court judge dropping their gavel, and it looks like either someone got sick or they died or they moved from their position, but it looked like another seat was getting ready to be made available. And the Spirit of God says, this will be my swing vote seat, and I will replace it with that which will shift the balance of powers judicially. Whilst the nation mourns the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, our condolences are with her family and with the United States on every side of the aisle who may have felt politically desperate and yet can still appreciate the tremendous achievement on human rights issues that this precious woman brought about. The Lord called 2020 the year of justice, and we literally witnessed the cry of nations from Nigeria to Hong Kong to the African Americans who all cried for justice. Almost 5 days ago, I sat with the Lord pondering why the prophecy concerning the Supreme Court seat that God said would be vacant had not yet come to pass. 2 days later, an angel was spotted in my office. I know this angel of the Lord well, as when God started my prophetic ministry, he told me that this would be my national angel that would come when God wanted to reveal words for the nations to me. He usually shows up at the beginning of each year, and I write down what the Lord says accordingly and share it with you. However, I became aware that the angel had shown up on the 17th of September. It was not a new year, so I told my staff, I've just seen the angel of God in my office, looking down on us. But he is here early. So we prayed and we wondered why. The next day, Justice Ginsburg died. I asked the Lord, why is it that I became obsessed with this prophetic word concerning Justice Ginsburg? And then this angel showed up early, and the Lord said to me, Tommy, it is a new year. And it dawned on me that Justice Ginsburg died on Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. And that the angel who normally shows up on the Gregorian New Year has shown up to me on the Jewish New Year instead. And this passing of Justice Ginsburg, the Lord said, is not just for the sake of America, it's for the sake of the whole world. The Spirit of God says 2020 was the year of justice, but 2021 shall be a new year for justice. It will not be a false or perverted justice, but it will be a justice that will move the needle of my kingdom forward in the earth. For there will be those still who will pervert my justice. And in 2020, many burnt down statues made in the image of political men. But in 2021, they will burn down political men. None will ask for my justice, so I will raise my hand to bring it swiftly, says the Lord. The Lord says this year's election will not be a battle between Trump versus Biden. But the Lord says it will be a battle between the fight for life versus death. For I will change the course of history in one seat. Another shall follow it, and there will be great uproar. I will sit on this seat, says the Lord, and I will move in my 20-year plan to reverse laws that have changed the cultures of nations. This will be your hope. And where many will say, I cannot change the decisions on abortion. Watch as I tip the scales of justice. And as I move sovereignly to bring things back on the table that your enemy told you was off the table. In 2021, I am still the salt shaker. And I will shake you, O church, for the salt that I long to see produced in you. And many will say, when will the shaking stop? And I will declare, when you are unshakable, says the Lord. For you have sown the wind. And the Lord says in 2021, there will be a reaping of the whirlwind. And yet I will give a remnant the ability to move with my spirit and my timing, says the Lord. Then I saw in a vision a man who had been in a car accident. He had a few injuries. His lawyer told him to go to a doctor and to get a full checkup for the whiplash he never had. He then told him to wear a neck brace at the neck that never hurt. And then he told him to wear a leg brace at the foot that wasn't even injured. I asked the Lord what this means. In 2021, the Lord says, you do not need to assume the posture of victimhood for me to bring justice. For your enemy has come as a crooked lawyer and has whispered in your ear to assume the posture of victimhood for a compensation that will never come. Do not be the pawn in his agenda to fill his pockets at the expense of your victimhood. For the Lord says, many will mourn for the years that you have given to a fight that I am not fighting and a battle that I was not in. The Lord says 2021 shall be the year of the valley. Where you saw great overreach in 2020, in 2021, I will give you the decision. Reason with me. What do you want, says the Lord? A mob, a mindless crowd, or an ecclesia? In 2021, I will separate the mind of Christ from the mindless crowd. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17, it says, and so I insist, and God backs me up on this, that there be no going along with the crowd, the empty-headed, mindless crowd. They've refused for so long to deal with God that they've lost touch, not only with God, but on reality itself. They can't think straight anymore. Feeling no pain, they let themselves go in sexual obsessions, addicted to every sort of perversion. For the Lord says, I desire to bring my justice, and not a justice that is far off, but a justice through my ecclesia that will regain lost territory and clean out dirty swamps. The Lord says, you will see the rise of the saints, and there will be a new breed of prophetic evangelism that will cover the earth, for I will designate a new revival, says the Lord. There is the rise of a new throwback. And the Lord says, I am raising up in the earth as a global move, the tent meetings again. The glory is back in the tent, says the Lord. You who own your private land, open it up again. Stretch out your tent pegs, for a great harvest is coming upon the church in this next season. The Lord says Russia will say, we have found the vaccine, but the world will not have it. Oxford and London will say, we have found it. China will say, here it is with me. But the Lord says, for their bureaucracy, there will be a reshuffling. And in the delay, I will give those in the valley of decision time to decide what they want. Yet in the valley of decision, there will be the spectacle of the great overreach of nations. Whereas free was the word of nations leaders lobbying for votes, the new term shall be mandatory. 2021, the rollout will be for our children to be priority one. They shall say, get our kids back to school, but I will allow a seed of distrust to be sown. And 2021 shall be the year of homeschool records, for I desire a generation to be disciples and not indoctrinated. If those in the valley of decision will partner with me in sacrifice, I will raise up a mother in one house to teach while a father works, and a father in another house to teach whilst the mother works. For I desire the discipleship of parents over the indoctrination of teachers. Let the children be your focus, and I will seed your life with a fruitful reward. In 2020, you saw your emergency leaders. These put a small plaster on a gaping wound. But in 2021, you will see your emerging leaders. I am ready to skip a generation and raise up a generation in the next generation of prophetic evangelists. I'm ready again to raise up prophets and Nazarenes from among your youth. 2021, brace. And 2022, hold your ground, for the year of perseverance is upon you. I will no longer allow the saints to remain silent at a time like this. Young Esther sitting at ease in Xerxes' palace. Those who work in social, civil, and public services, I'm lifting your gag order. The enemy will conflate the blowing of the whistle with the leaking of classified and the legally protected, but I will expose medical malpractice, patient mistreatment, clinical trial malpractice, political malpractice of local and state multinationals, banking malpractice. You whistleblowers, do not stay silent at a time like this. Blow your whistle loud and in wisdom, and I will call for a washing up and a washing away and resignations and dismissals of your bureaucrats and their nobles. Hunker down. Assume the posture of a brace season. I will not let all nations opt for cashlessness in the midst of a credit world that will vote to roll out cash in favor of credit. I will hold the ground. Your intercessors wail against Iran, for the time to weigh her is come. Do not let your prayers cease, neither trust the smiles of Turkey. I will forge a divide in the Middle East. A man of peace shall be accused of stoking further war. I will make the media my coiling and my hissing serpent, but her news will be as harmless as the rattle of the rattlesnake. It has a hiss, but it will not bite. A greater move in Europe will come to recognize the threat that China poses, and it will be led by the US, the UK, and Australia. A battle for freedom will steamroll into a freedom in the nations that only Christ can truly bring. Then I saw a frustrated people reaching their boiling point for democracy by convenience. And the Lord says that no longer will you see sheep, goat nations, but in 2021, your enemy is working hard to divide into sheep, goat counties, sheep, goat cities, and sheep, goat villages. Then I saw the Lord say, do not ignore the plight in Nigeria for the North. For the Spirit of God says that there is something much worse than a rich Islam, and it is a hungry and poor Islam. And the Spirit of God says, I'm holding a greater accountability for the South of Nigeria to take care of the North. There was an unholy alliance of Russia and China that the Lord says that I will allow to fill a void in war-torn places. But God says, I'm raising up a day and night justice league who will cry on to me both day and night that I might show the earth how speedily I can bring my justice about.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Hello, this is Dr. Karen Landers with the Alabama Department of Public Health. While we understand in this time of social distancing that many are concerned about leaving their homes, it is also important to remember that lack of vaccination can leave your child susceptible to over 15 life-threatening diseases. Keeping children vaccinated is an important step toward ensuring their long-term health and protects the child and the health of their classmates, their friends, their relatives, and others in the community. Skipping vaccines and well child checkups can put your child at risk.
Hi, parents. This is Dr. Katrina Skinner, Vice President of the Alabama Academy of Pediatrics. We want you to know that pediatricians' offices are open and safe. Healthcare providers are committed to safeguarding you and your child's health by maintaining a sanitized environment. We encourage you to get your child back to the doctor. Call and make an appointment with your child's doctor today.
For more information, visit alaap.org/COVID-19 and alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Public Health, the Alabama Chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and the station.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. Noella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. Noella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. Noella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hey, welcome back. And our friend Kenny's been graciously holding. Kenny, you still there?
Yeah, I'm
here.
Thank
you. Thank you for holding on, man.
Oh, it's okay. That was really interesting.
It was great. Yes.
Yeah. You know, I was telling Postman, I said, you know, it must be important because I never called twice.
Mm-hmm.
In the same night anyway. There's something I heard during the week, and it's about that Dr. Fauci, or however you pronounce his name.
Yes, Fauci, you got it.
So I'm sure that Postman probably has a lot of knowledge, and you might too, but someone had said that, I guess, you know, somewhere after Trump got elected, that he was predicting there was going to be this pandemic.
Yeah, he said
in
that.
In this administration.
Yes, he said that, yes.
And someone also said that this person seems to have some involvement with the that lab in Wuhan, China.
Yes, he does.
So, you know, my thing is like, yeah, how would you predict something that, as far as the world knows, this is just something that's never happened before. This is some new pandemic, not some new virus, which mm-hmm. is not a new virus.
Right.
But how did he get all this knowledge unless he was involved in it?
Of course he was.
Which is why I think this whole thing has been, you know, planned from the beginning.
Yeah, it has. It has.
But, yeah, you guys have probably talked about it. But if you have any time or this week or in the future, just kind of elaborate on some of the stuff so I'll have some more knowledge about him, because I don't trust him. I don't trust the CDC.
Nope.
I really don't. I don't believe anything that comes out of his mouth or their mouth or even the World Health Organization, because that's all part of the New World thing anyway.
Absolutely it is.
Yeah. You know, I had told Greg a long time ago, I said, isn't it funny that the CDC is called the Center for Disease Control instead of for the Center for Disease Eradication?
Oh, yeah.
So I said, kind of makes you wonder, you know, what they're really about. Well, I think I know what they're about. But anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up.
Good. It's a good thing to bring up, Kenny. Thank you.
All right. Once again, have a good evening.
You too, man. Take care.
Hang on for a minute. All right.
Wow. You're absolutely correct. Amundo Fauci is involved in the patents on the stuff they want you to, very expensive medicine they want you to buy that's supposed to mitigate the symptoms of COVID-19. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Well, it's Papa B again.
Hey, Papa B
again.
I'm
sorry. That's all right. But, you know, I didn't want to be misunderstood earlier. Look, I'm not saying Trump is Antichrist, and it's pure speculation, obviously, but here's what I think. I think Trump is going to make the covenant. I think we're going to be, you know, in the rapture then, or the rapture phase, and then the tribulation will begin with the Antichrist confirming that covenant that Trump made. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
So that was, you know, what I was referring to earlier.
Yeah, I got
We got it. We didn't think he said he was the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to clarify.
Sure.
And the Antichrist, a.k.a. Barack Obama.
I'm with you. I've been saying that from day one, man. I'm with you on that.
Let me tell you something. Have you heard this about Barack Obama's name?
Yes, I have.
You know, how his Barack Obama means, you know, he fell like lightning.
That's the book of Luke. Yes, I actually went in and downloaded a Hebrew language translation to make sure I got it right, and it's absolutely correct.
From day one, I was, you know, suspicious, but maybe he's not, but, you know, certainly fits a lot of, you know, different parameters.
He does. He sure does. So, I think he is.
One other thing real quick about this Satan baloney here. This stuff, you know, Isaac Cathy, he said it had been going on forever in Hollywood and other places in the highest, you know, hills on Capitol Hill.
Right.
And, you know, in our government and politics and entertainment and sports.
Yep.
Man, I'm telling you what, you dig into it and you will see it is real. LeBron James performs a satanic ritual in front of a crowd, in 2017?
Yep.
You know, these folks really believe this, though. The Satanism, witchcraft, people have not been aware of it. But, yeah, I mean, I've been very much made aware over the last, I'd say, you know, four to 6 years anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Of the kind of things that were, I mean, just sheer wickedness and evil.
Most people can't wrap their minds around how evil this is.
No,
well, that's one of the reasons I think that Q had to do it the way he had to do it. You know, whoever Q is.
Right.
They wouldn't have reported on it in the mainstream press.
Nope.
They were never going to bring it out in the mainstream press. And even if you speak it out, the people will say, you're crazy. This is not happening.
Yep.
But in fact, it is happening and has been happening for a very long time.
You got it.
Human sacrifice. Wickedness in the highest places.
You better believe it.
So, anyway.
You're right.
All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot for taking my call again.
No problem. Thanks for listening. See you. Absolutely, it's been happening. This is part of it.
But you know what? That's why it's called the occult, because it's done on the cover.
Hidden.
In the dark.
Yep.
And, you know, it's those are the activities of the dark side, you know. And there's no light in these people.
Not at all. They're incapable of empathy.
Right.
They're incapable of any of that. They don't care that they're tormenting children. They enjoy it.
Yeah. You know, they're pedophiles and they want to dominate. That's what they want to do. That whole ninth circle pedophile ring in Italy is about.
What really did it for me was reading Kathy O'Brien's Transformation of America. That's what really woke me up. Because I was crying reading that book, what they did to her as an infant. Because her parents were third or fourth generation Satanists. I mean, it's crazy, but it's true. We got to hit our bottom of the hour break. So callers, y'all hold on for me, please.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your latest market report for 2020. We continue to have historic low interest rates in the River Region for mortgages. We have also sold over 800 more houses in our area so far than in all of 2019. Houses are selling faster, with over 26% of homes selling in the first 30 days. Houses are selling at approximately 97.4% of the listed price. If you're thinking of selling your home, right now is a great time. Houses do need to be priced right, and that's where professional realtors come in. Zillow can't see your home, and they certainly can't price your home. The Goodson Group agents are the best trained agents in our area and will do a great job representing buyer clients or seller clients. If you want results, go to the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225. Or call my cell phone at 221-2883.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with an alien.
Hello!
So I guess that's your spaceship over there.
Yeah, the one on the left.
I see. And what brings you to Earth today? Would you like me to take you to our leader?
Oh, no, I just got some business with my friend, David Ernest.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you come from another planet to see an asset preservationist here on Earth.
You got that right. The man is the best in the galaxy.
And just why is that?
Well, he takes care of all his clients, and you never lose any money like you would do if you were in the stock market.
So do a lot of aliens come here to Earth to see David Ernest?
Yeah, but, you know, you can call him at 279-7431.
279-7431?
Yeah, man, that's right.
Before we go, I have one question.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any little green men from Mars?
No, but one time I saw some Klingons around you.
Don't even go there.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're enjoying some pretty nice weather today. Tonight will be uneventful, partly cloudy skies, overnight low temperature down to about 67. Tomorrow, a warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s, a few spotty afternoon showers possible, chance of a thunderstorm. Then by Monday night, an important front approaches the area with showers and thunderstorms in front of it and some really nice air behind it as we get towards the middle and latter part of next week. Really good stuff. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Hey, welcome back to the show. And Crawdad. Crawdad, you were on the air, my friend.
Good evening.
How are you, sir?
Hanging in there like a hair in a biscuit. There you somebody go. Else once said.
I'm with you on that.
First time I heard that, I tell you what, we come up with some pretty creative ones, don't we?
Yes, we do. That's what we do, man. Somebody's got to do it. Might as well be us.
Guys, I ran across something interesting to me, and I thought you guys might be interested. You can look this up. I believe it is pre-dynastic Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
But the fellow that made it to the throne, became the pharaoh, was really and truly a giant. And the physical body, the skeleton of this guy, is almost 7 feet tall. Have you heard of this?
Sort of, but not that specific person. I've heard, of course, giants in Egypt, but I haven't. And I've heard of pharaohs. The reason they wear the funky headdress is because they have elongated skulls, but that's a whole nother show. So
on the elongated soul, it also turns out that there were many cultures, even in Europe, that were doing
cranial head boring,
shaping of the head.
Yeah.
Now, here again, your question that you asked last weekend is, why were these people wanting to go to all that trouble to distort the shape of the cranium?
Uh-huh.
It's because they wanted to look like somebody else.
Exactly. Hero worship.
Uh-huh. There was a skull that was found somewhere in South America. It's in one of those museums down there, where there is actually a hard difference in the cranium.
Mm-hmm.
at the base of the skull. And I can't recall it right off enough to tell you this, but in other words, the scientists that looked at it said, this ain't right.
Uh-huh.
Technically, in other words, this is not human.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. They checked the DNA on it, too. Yep.
Yeah. And just bit by bit, we're going to keep finding that science does not want us to know these things because they're too pesky a question. They don't have the answers, and if they don't have the answers, they don't want to admit that they don't have the answers. Kind of like Tic Tac, where the Navy has finally come out and said, we don't know what it is.
Uh-huh. That's scary, isn't it?
But y'all go back to your Netflix and your popcorn and don't worry about it.
Right.
It'll be
okay. We got this. It's okay.
It'll
even
be all
right. We don't know what they are. It's okay. We can beat them, surely. Yeah,
in the meantime, China and Russia have decided to put themselves together. And they're going to do something up on the moon.
Ah, cool.
Have you heard about that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they're combining and they're going to do a joint thing and do some stuff up on the moon.
I don't blame them.
I just, with any amount of money, you can do just about anything you want.
These days, yeah. That's true.
But anyway, I'm just rambling along here.
We don't mind.
I always listen to y'all on the weekend. I thoroughly enjoy your show every weekend.
Well, thank you.
I learn something new every time I listen. But the main thing that keeps me going with you guys is never mind what you hear or see out there. There is more to life than the physical stuff that you see around you.
Amen.
It is of a spiritual nature because we do war not against just flesh and blood, but the principalities of darkness. It's there. It's real.
Yes, it is.
Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there.
That's right. I'm with
and,
you
on that. And on that note, I'll tell you, God bless you both. And
thank you.
Y'all keep up what you're doing. There are a lot of people listening.
Thank you. Hang in there, Crawdad.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
I'll see you. Is this Sam from Pike County?
Yes, it is.
Chair,
I tried to be nice earlier.
It didn't work.
Well, I do have some respect for Rick Peters, but listen, you've been getting on my nerves.
Who?
What? Yeah.
Who?
Dang, Terry.
Who?
Rick Peters.
Who's that? Who's that? Ain't never heard of him.
Dirty redneck. But, God almighty.
Rick, he said it, not me. I didn't say it.
I'm so glad to be part of the 93.1 family.
There's
I hope
a family?
I am. That's one of the worst things you can say. That's one of the worst things you can say about people.
I'm
so glad
to be. You said it.
You
said it, not me.
You know, I have a little trouble with depression, but you have just been awful this evening. Cranky about this and cranky about that.
I'm cranky as hell right now.
Just
tell you
cranky
the truth.
As hell. Well, listen, that's your right.
Welcome all in my shoes, buddy.
No, thank you. I'm busy. Very busy. Out of town.
Yeah, can't call. Doing my nails. Go away.
All right. Well, look here. I'm gonna brag about something you've done right. How about that?
Oh God.
No, really, man. Listen, Papa B was talking about that clip. I've told you before. I have mentioned it before.
Uh-huh.
That clip about the name of Barack Obama. It is worth replaying.
Yeah,
I've heard it. I've heard you on your show a couple times, and lightning conjunction O Obama on high.
Yep.
And yes, sir. It really got my attention, and I know I'm not the only one.
Mine too. It got my attention too. That's why I went and went to the trouble to download the Hebrew translation to make sure I got it right. And the guy's absolutely correct.
Yes, sir. Terry, listen. We really do. I'm gonna say we. I'm gonna.
You and the rest of the family.
That's it.
Wink, wink.
We appreciate the effort you put in to presenting your show.
Whatever.
I'm gonna make that Mr. G's thing happen. I'm a connoisseur of pizza, and I'm thinking the Health and Wealth with David and them. I hope you can make it too. Whatever Tuesday health they're talking about having a little get together.
What is that? Health and Wealth?
Sounds like a used car salesman, some guy named David.
I never heard of him. he's in real estate? Is that what it is? No?
No. Used cars. He wants your money. Used cars.
Okay, cool.
But he said he's going to buy us all pizza. So, okay. Yeah.
He is a used car salesman. He said that.
In all seriousness.
Hang on one second.
Oh, God, no.
Please don't be serious.
No.
Don't be serious.
Okay, here we go. We've seen how quickly things happen with the coronavirus.
Uh-huh.
A couple days in the newspaper, there was one headline. I know Jack Campbell was whining and crying about the Oak Cemetery in Montgomery wasn't being kept by the city. And he's right about that. But the headline next to that was... The aging prisons in Alabama, what to do with them. And when I read that, I was thinking, well, reform school. Turn them into, if you're in the Montgomery County school system, turn them into prison camp.
Yeah, put the kids in prison. I like that idea.
Well, hang on, but think how quick, hold on, we're laughing about it, but think how quickly, if things go bad, somebody will put out there that, the children, there's a problem in the Montgomery County school system. The children have to be separated from the families. We're going to send them 3 or 4 days a week to the prisons for a prison camp. I'm sure there would be a nice, cleaning up the language.
Okay.
But it could happen so quickly.
Yeah, and, it really could.
Anyway, might learn a trade. You never know.
Yeah, put them out.
A lot of them are going to end up there anyway. That's so bad. Lord, forgive me. Listen.
We'll get you acclimated to your future digs.
your show, it's out of my... let me go, please.
Yeah, please let me get off the phone. Before you dig his hole any deeper.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll see you on the other side. Bye. Send the kids to prison. Oh, my God. Well, there's talk of FEMA camps for kids, kids that have parents with COVID. Because, for their safety, the state has to remove them from that god-awful home with the COVID in it and put them in a FEMA camp. What are the chances? And as far as Jack Campbell, I'm not going to say anything about Jack Campbell because I don't think he would say anything about me. And I'm just going to show him the respect that I hope he would show me. I'm not going to talk about other hosts. I don't really know Jack, to be honest with you. I think I've met him once, so don't really know Jack. I really don't know anybody here because I don't work here. I'm an outsider. I come in usually when the rest of them are gone. I don't think they know who I am. I don't know who they are. All except, of course, Greg the Great Budale, the voice of the River Region. I know who he is. I knew who Barron was, but he's not here anymore, so I'm down to like one guy I know here. So, and I know Jay. Don't forget Jay. And have Jay in your prayers because he's got some issues going on, but... Oh, my goodness, it's break time again. 272-9228 is the number here. Please don't wait till 20 seconds before 10 o'clock before you call because I won't be able to get you on. So I got time now, 272-9228. This is Clear in the Air. I am your intrepid host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a mind and body infested with the very progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be, referred to as Morgellons disease. And I will be back along with my co-host here, the Dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge, the Incomparable Postman. How was that for a good 3-minute delay? We'll be back. Come back with us.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
A $7.99 value meal you threw out the window could cost you $500 in littering fines. A second fine will cost you $1,000. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I guess maybe I need to change my bumper music, or at least try once again. I've tried twice, and it's bizarre, but bizarre stuff keeps happening to me. I sat down at my laptop. I had a blank CD. I made sure that I put it in, and I did whatever that process is called where you make sure it's cleared. And I put songs on there. Or we can't use full songs, so I did like 30-second cuts of, I don't know, a dozen songs, and I gave them to Jay. And the next day, Jay said, "There's nothing on this disc." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "There's nothing on here." I go home, put it in my computer, all the songs played. I take it back to Jay again. He goes, "It doesn't play. There's nothing on this computer." That's happened to me like 3 times. So I don't know. Maybe God likes the music I got on there now. I don't know. Bizarre stuff, but that weird stuff keeps happening to me. Seeing things out of the corner of my eye, that's been increasing a lot. I don't know. I really believe the veil is tearing, and we're starting to see into the dark dimension. You know, the picture of the squirrel that I put out there. And, man, I've got so many images. Well, go to my YouTube channel, and you can link to that. It's linked from our official Clearing the Air Facebook page. Just look at some of the videos, some of the images that I have captured. There's something here now that's not of this planet. At least it seems to me, and they seem dark and evil. I'll put it that way. Did I hear you say Miss Connie called earlier?
No. That was somebody asking about that video.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Well, we can always dream, can't we? This is from Dane Wigington, who I like Dane a lot. Geoengineering Watch, Global Alert News. You know, he's the guy that's been trying to tell us about what they're doing to us through the aerosols, a.k.a. chemtrails. Heat, wildfires, and smoke in the U.S. West have been relentless. The climate engineers can continue the trend for as long as they choose. The scheduled weather for the West is more of the same. In the eastern half of the U.S., a round of engineered winter weather is being staged. You have to understand, folks, just do some research. Look up the Eastland, E-A-S-T-L-U-N-D, patent. That's the weather control patent. Basically, they use what is essentially an inside-out microwave oven to heat up the metal particulates they release in the aerosols as it permeates the clouds, and they can move the clouds around, heat the clouds up, make thunderstorms. They can do anything they want to. They can totally engineer the weather. That is an absolute fact. Back to the story. As food crops and fish harvests around the world continue to collapse, that's a fact, the CV-19 societal breakdown scenario is being advanced. How long until forced vaccinations are part of this equation? The following quote is from a statement just given to Geoengineering Watch by medical physician Dr. Anthony Parks. When doctors refuse to even look at evidence on vaccine injuries or genetically engineered viruses, simply dismissing them as conspiracy theories, I fear for the future of humanity. Me and you both, Dr. Parks, I do too. Matter of fact, it ain't good. And here's what Dane went on to say. The majority will not accept what is unfolding until they have no other choice. All are needed in the critical battle to awake populations to what is coming. We must make every day count. Share credible data from a credible source. Make your voice heard. Awareness-raising efforts can be carried out from your own home computer. Amen. I'm with you on that, Mr. Wigington. Yeah, I have a lot of respect for Dane Wigington. Like I said, he doesn't understand the biologicals that are put into the aerosols, but he does understand how they're using the metal particulates to steer the weather. He's a pretty smart cat, to be honest with you. Let's see. Where did I find that? Oh, here we go. And as soon as I get ready to read something long, the phone rings. But that's okay. I'd much rather have callers.
Hey.
When I got out of the bed this morning, May 31st, 2020, after a sleepless night, I knew I had to do something. I didn't know what or what I would say. I looked, I saw the protests and riots. I heard all the accusations about racism, racial injustice, and police brutality. I was horrified by what happened to Mr. George Floyd, but at the same time, I was also horrified about what was happening in my adopted country, my beloved America. And I just couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't keep it inside. So I went to one of these protests, and I did the most American thing I could think of. I told the protesters exactly what I thought. I admit it, I wasn't very diplomatic. Maybe that's why my remarks went viral. You can find them easily on YouTube. Many people admired me for what I said. Many hated me. I don't care either way. I didn't do this for me. I did it for America, the greatest country on the face of the earth. And I know what I'm talking about. See, I was born in Cameroon, a country in West Africa. My family lived day to day, simply trying to survive. When I hear people talk about corruption and civil rights abuses here in the U.S., I just shake my head. They've never lived in Cameroon or anywhere within 1,000 miles of Cameroon, that's for sure. See, I came to the United States for what I could never have in my native land, freedom and happiness, the opportunity to get a good education, to earn a good living, to build a good life for myself. And that's exactly what I've done. That's what America has allowed me to do. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. Since coming to the United States, I've trained in nursing and worked as a visiting nurse assistant. Recently, I received my master's in healthcare administration, and I'm now working as a healthcare executive. My career ambition is to close the gap in healthcare outcomes and design new and better strategies to ensure that underserved populations get the healthcare services they need. I also serve as a reservist in the United States Air Force. And yeah, I look forward to getting married and starting a family. See, my life is grounded in a simple truth. There's no better place to live for anyone of any race than America. And everybody outside of America knows it. That's why they line up like I did at U.S. embassies around the world, hoping for a chance to come here to live and work. This is truly the land of opportunity. So I don't go around trashing it. I don't care where you come from or what your complaint is or what your skin color is. I'm not having any of that. And that brings me back to May 31st in that park in Washington, D.C. Mr. Floyd should not have died as he did. But make no mistake, Black Lives Matter and their allies are using George Floyd's death to split Americans apart at the very moment we should be coming together. They're striking at the heart of this country, twisting the knife of white guilt in one hand and black resentment with the other. These protests are not about empowering black people. They're about disempowering black people. Because when the fires stop burning, all that remains is hopelessness, anger, and shame. That's not empowerment. That's oppression. Look at the innocent victims, the business owners, many of them black, who've lost their life's work at looting and arson. What are they supposed to do now? Who cleans up the graffiti and the shattered glass? Who rebuilds? Who, after seeing their dreams go up in smoke, even wants to? Every week in Chicago, New York, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., black criminals kill black men, women, and children. Children! Do you know the name of a single one of them? Why don't their lives matter? Why aren't there protests for them? Why do we only get angry when a white police officer kills a black man while dozens of our brothers and sisters are mowed down every weekend in our neighborhoods? Black Lives Matter and its supporters, with their bottomless obsession with racism, pretend to be leading us to a better future, but in fact, they're sending us into a spiral of self-destruction. It was an intense struggle for me to get to America. I love it too much to stand aside and watch it be torn apart. Please stand with me. I'm not oppressed. I'm not a victim. I'm a free American. I love that. And they hung up. I love that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
His name is Nestrad Yumga, and he has been an outspoken critic of BLM and has been published in the Wall Street Journal. This was from Prager University. How about that?
So he's from Cameroon.
He's from Cameroon, yes. Nicky Mutombo. No. Trading Places. I love that movie. Yeah. Nicky from Cameroon. Yeah. Cameroon. And I tell you, what's happening in Africa right now, thank you, Bill and Melinda Gates, they're basically experimenting on these people in Africa so they can move that here. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Caller?
Hey, I didn't mean to hang up. I just couldn't hear what you're saying over the phone versus the radio.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, you're on the air. What's going on?
I was missing out, so I just hung up and I said, well, I'll call right back.
I appreciate that.
Worked out.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. Now, things is a mess, ain't they?
Yeah, they are.
Oh. Yeah, I was wanting you to talk a little more about all the bazaar.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay. I've been noticing little stuff like that lately myself. Of course, I do all the time anyways, but...
Good.
But, a lot of folks don't pay attention to a lot of things that others do, you know?
Ain't that the truth? Yeah, I agree. I think right now we need to be watching everything. It's my opinion. But yeah, I'll be glad to talk a little bit more about that.
David, you mentioned something about it. You know, they kind of look at you like you're nuts, but...
you get used to it. I have.
Yeah, it don't bother me a bit
anymore. Man. Just tell the truth. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes, sir.
Well, all righty. Well, I see how this works now. It's the first time I ever called into a radio show ever.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, if you'll listen, I will talk a little bit more about what I'm experiencing.
Yeah, I used to listen to you quite a bit, and I don't know. I just got out of my routine there and Saturdays. And
I understand.
More time when I was young and on Saturdays. That's more important.
Well, that's more important than listening to me, I tell you.
Well, you know, we ain't usually in bed at this time, but, you know, when the weekends he's going and all, but I was sitting there, I just drove up and fishing this afternoon and got in the car, and I says, oh, well, look at you. I had a thought. I said, let me go over here to your station there. He was on there, and I says, well, darn, I thought they ended at 9. I ain't getting to hear it again.
Yeah, we got an extra hour. We talked Rick into an extra hour.
That's good. I think that would be good.
It has been.
9 o'clock was too soon for y'all.
I know. We just get going and we have to stop.
It'd be over before, you know, no time.
Just exactly. Exactly right.
Well, all right, man. I won't keep you. I'll let you go. Thank you. Close out.
Appreciate it. Take care, my friend. Yeah, you know, and I've talked about this before, and it's not just happening to me. It's when I can't find anything. I keep misplacing stuff. And I will search and search and, like, say from my phone, I will search and search and search. I can't find it. Like an hour later, after turning everything upside down, I will find it in a place that I know I searched twice before, and it wasn't there. But suddenly, it's there. You know, I've gotten where I have to have a routine. I have to put things in a particular place in order to keep up with them. But still, I'm losing stuff. And then, like I said, I'll go back looking for it, and boom, there it is, someplace I know I've already looked. So it's like they're beaming in and out of existence, or I don't know. I can't explain it. I don't know what's going on. But things just disappear. It's crazy, but that's what's happening. But thank y'all for listening.